you mentioned the prospect of guys becoming casualties because of frostbite. What about malaria?
They had a fair amount of that going down, but that was more or less like in the Philippines and that, where there was no malaria on our island that we had.
Even all the mosquitoes?
No, we had mosquitoes, but balls, like I said, balls as big as this room. Now, something I forgot to mention was flies. They had more flies than you can't imagine the amount of flies. Like at night, flies would go and land on a tree, and a little twig would wind up to be, you know, a big branch, because the flies were on top of flies. They're just, and when you went to eat, when you opened that can up, the flies were on it like that. Your food disappeared, there was the flies underneath there. So you had to figure out stuff. We had mosquito netting and crumb put over your head to hold it tight and try and eat there. But otherwise, after a while, you didn't wear so persnickety. You got to eat flies, you know. But it was unbelievable. Like, I'll put this, when you went to the John, go in there and there'd be maybe 10 million flies in there, and you almost didn't have to wipe your butt because the flies were so thick, and it was pitiful. And, oh, that's another story I can tell you. I got put on there as captain of the head, is what they always called it. That means you got to clean the heads. And so I had an ox cart that I would bring around and had gasoline on it. And then I'd throw a cup full of gasoline down each one of the holes and throw a little toilet paper, step out the door, and it'd go, woof, and it'd kill all the flies. Well, I ran out, so I told the truck driver, I said, I need more gasoline. He's okay, and he brings down a 55-gallon drum. We hook it on up with the things, put it on the ox cart. And I went in there, and I threw a cup full of gasoline down each one. This was an eight-holer, and I threw it down every, rolled up toilet paper, threw it down there, closed the lid, stepped out, and the most biggest explosion you ever want to see, I got hit by the door, and about 200 or 300 feet up in the air, there was toilet paper flying. Here they gave me aviation gas, you know. I was just getting the regular old gas. I blew that thing all to heavens. It was quite a decoration going around, I tell you. But I was just lucky that the door hit me, you know. Nothing else hit me. I was clean, but that was it. That was funny. And they gave me another name for that. I can't forget what that one was. You know, don't go to the job with hammocks around there.
How deep were those holes?
I guess it was at least 12 foot. They used to dynamite them out. Everything was coral. You just couldn't dig. So they had the demolition experts go down there, and they could really do it. They'd blow it up, then throw it out, blow it up. So I'm going to say, I think at least 12 foot. And because they didn't want to dig new ones. And you had a lot of guys in there, you know. But it was interesting. But this, another thing is I could have to mention. We had wash racks out in the back. Oh, we were in between two strips on our campus, and the B-29s that would take out off over our camp, because the island was kind of round on the edge, and then the Seabees came in and they made it flat. So the, I'll say, maybe 50 foot or so above our camp was the end of the runway. We were in between two of them, so if they went off, they would explode it to the side of us. And there was quite a few of them ran off the runways and it exploded. But anyway, we're out there, we got it washing clothes, and we got this little wash rack out there, and all you're in is your pair of pants is the only thing. You don't have to take a gun to go out and wash your clothes. Otherwise, it was mandatory to carry a gun with you whenever you went to. So there's about six of us out there washing clothes, and we got two windmills. And we'd go around and pump, because the wind was steady over there, and to pump up and down and clean your clothes. And you think you put your clothes in and get over here, rinse them out, and hang them up to dry. And so one guy looks down across the ocean, and down on the ocean, he says, here comes a British plane, right, skimming across the top of the water. We're looking down, we can't see what it is. You only got the front view of it. And then finally it came up to go over our camp. Here it was a Jap plane. So it went on over, fly right over the top of us, maybe 50 feet at the most, it was above our heads. And he was just going to clear the runway up there. And he's still back a couple hundred feet from before he gets to the runway. We're up there standing there looking at him. And he pulls the canopy back and stands up. And he's got a cardboard box in his hand. And he dumps out the whole cardboard box full of bombs. And then he went down the runway, and there was enough guns in that setup along the runway that they just disintegrated him. But the bombs all landed, and none of them went off. We went over and got some. I got a picture of one of them in a book there, and I've got it at home. And we took them all apart, and they had a little propeller on them, like a cup propeller. And so what was happening, when the bomb came out of the plane, the propeller would start and unscrew and let the detonator fall down on the charge, but it wasn't enough to make it go until it hit the ground. And then it would hit and supposed to drill a hole. It was cone-shaped on the front, so that would make it drill a hole. I guess they thought we had gun pits or something on the edge. And none of them went off, so I brought one of them home for a souvenir.
Right.
No, we took them all apart. We took them apart, threw them in the boiling water we had washed our clothes in, take them out, and explosive was just run out. And the other end, you just threw it up in the air and let it fall to pop back up. The little dynamite cap or whatever they had in there would go up in the air. And so that's why we got them all out. So.
Was it dangerous?
No, not that way, because there's no explosive to it. It's just a cap. But somebody says, oh, he says, you can melt the explosive out of it. They threw it in the soap water, and it did it. So. That was a story, you know, but it's kind of interesting to have this bomb's only that big, but it's like, it looks like one of those giant bombs that they drop, you know, but it's about a foot long, about twice as big around as a broomstick.